Section 176. Praise be unto thee, who art my God and the God of all men, and my desire and the desire of all them that have recognized thee, and my beloved and the beloved of such as have acknowledged thy unity, and the object of my adoration and the adoration of them that have near access to thee, and my wish, and the wish of such as are wholly devoted to thee, and my hope, and the hope of them that have fixed their hearts upon thee, and my refuge, and the refuge of all such as have hastened towards thee, and my haven, and the haven of whosoever hath repaired unto thee, and my goal, and the goal of all them that have set themselves towards thee, and my object, and the object of those who have fixed their gaze upon thee, and my paradise, and the paradise of them that have ascended towards thee, and my lodestar, and the lodestar of all such as yearn after thee, and my joy, and the joy of all them that love thee, and my light, and the light of all such as have erred and asked to be forgiven by thee, and my exaltation, and the exaltation of all them that remember thee, and my stronghold, and the stronghold of all such as have fled to thee, and my sanctuary, and the sanctuary of all that dread thee, and my Lord, and the Lord of all such as dwell in the heavens and on the earth. Unto thee be praise, for that thou hast enraptured me by the sweetness of thine utterances, and set me towards the horizon above which the splendours of the day star of thy face have shone, and caused me to turn unto thee at a time when most of thy creatures had broken off from thee. Thou art he, O my God, who hath unlocked the gate of heaven with the key of thy name, the ever-blessed, the all-powerful, the all-glorious, the most great, and hast summoned all mankind to the ocean of thy presence. No sooner had thy most sweet voice been raised than all the inmates of the kingdom of names and the concourse on high were stirred up. By thy call, the fragrance of the raiment of thy revelation was wafted over such of thy creatures as have loved thee, and such of thy people as have yearned towards thee. They rose up and rushed forth to attain the ocean of thy meeting, and the horizon of thy beauty, and the tabernacle of thy revelation and thy majesty, and the sanctuary of thy presence and thy glory. They were so inebriated with the wine of their reunion with thee, that they rid themselves of all attachment to whatever they themselves and others possessed. These are thy servants, whom the ascendancy of the oppressor hath failed to deter from fixing their eyes on the tabernacle of thy majesty, and whom the hosts of tyranny have been powerless to affright and divert their gaze from the dayspring of thy signs and the dawning place of thy testimonies. I swear by thy glory, O thou the Lord of all being, and the enlightener of all things visible and invisible. Whoso hath quaffed from the hands of thy bounteousness the living waters of thy love, will never allow the things pertaining to thy creatures to keep him back from thee. Neither will he be dismayed at the refusal of all the dwellers of thy realm to acknowledge thee. Before all who are in heaven and on earth, such a man will cry aloud and announce unto the people the tumult of the ocean of thy bounty and the splendours of the luminaries of the heaven of thy bestowals. Happy indeed is the man that hath turned towards the sanctuary of thy presence, and rid himself of all attachment to any one except thyself. He is truly exalted, who hath confessed thy glory and fixed his eyes upon the day star of thy loving kindness. He is endued with understanding, who is aware of thy revelation, and hath acknowledged thy manifold tokens, thy signs, and thy testimonies. He is a man of insight, whose eyes have been illumined with the brightness of thy face, and who, as soon as thy call was raised, hath recognized thee. He is a man of hearing, who hath been led to hearken unto thy speech, and to draw nigh unto the billowing ocean of thine utterances. Behold thou this stranger, O my Lord, who hath hastened to attain his most exalted home in the shelter of thy shadowing mercy, and this ailing soul, who hath set his face towards the ocean of thy healing. Look then, O thou my God, who settest my soul on fire, upon the tears I shed, and the sighs I utter, and the anguish that afflicteth my heart, and the fire that consumeth my being. Thy glory beareth me witness, O thou the light of the world. The fire of thy love that burneth continually within me hath so inflamed me that whoever among thy creatures approacheth me and inclineth his inner ear towards me cannot fail to hear its raging within each of my veins. I am so carried away by the sweetness of thine utterances, and so inebriated with the wine of thy tender mercies, that my voice can never be stilled, nor can my suppliant hands any longer desist from being stretched out towards thee. Thou seest, O my Lord, how mine eyes are fixed in the direction of thy grace, and mine ears inclined towards the kingdom of thine utterance, and my tongue unloosed to celebrate thy praise, and my face set towards thy face that surviveth all that hath been created by thy word, and my hands raised up towards the heaven of thy bounty and favour. Wilt thou keep back from thee the stranger whom thou didst call unto his most exalted home beneath the shadow of the wings of thy mercy? Or cast away the wretched creature that hath hastened to attain the shores of the ocean of thy wealth? Wilt thou shut up the door of thy grace to the face of thy creatures, after having opened it through the power of thy might and of thy sovereignty? Or close the eyes of thy people when thou hast already commanded them to turn unto the dayspring of thy beauty and the dawning place of the splendours of thy countenance? Nay, and to this thy glory beareth me witness. Such is not my thought of thee, nor the thought of those of thy servants that have near access to thyself, nor that of the sincere amongst thy people. Thou knowest and seest and hearest, O my Lord, that before every tree I am moved to lift up my voice to thee, and before every stone I am impelled to sigh and lament. Hath it been thy purpose in creating me, O my God, to touch me with tribulation, or to enable me to manifest thy cause in the kingdom of thy creation? Thou hearest, O my God, my sighs and my groaning, and beholdest my powerlessness and my poverty and my misery and my woes and my wretchedness. I swear by thy might, I have wept with such a weeping that I have been unable to make mention of thee or to extol thee, and cried with such a bitter cry that every mother in her bereavement was bewildered at me, and forgot her own anguish and the sighs she had uttered. I implore thee, O my Lord, by thine ark through which the potency of thy will was manifested, and the energizing influences of thy purpose were revealed, and which saileth on both land and sea through the power of thy might, not to seize me in my mighty sins and great trespasses. I swear by thy glory, the waters of thy forgiveness and thy mercy have emboldened me, as hath thy dealing in bygone ages, with the sincere among thy chosen ones, and with such of thy messengers as have proclaimed thy oneness. I am well aware, O my Lord, that I have been so carried away by the clear tokens of thy loving kindness, and so completely inebriated with the wine of thine utterance, that whatever I behold, I readily discover that it maketh thee known unto me, and it remindeth me of thy signs, and of thy tokens, and of thy testimonies. By thy glory, every time I lift up mine eyes unto thy heaven, I call to mind thy highness and thy loftiness and thine incomparable glory and greatness. And every time I turn my gaze to thine earth, I am made to recognize the evidences of thy power and the tokens of thy bounty. And when I behold the sea, I find that it speaketh to me of thy majesty and of the potency of thy might and of thy sovereignty and thy grandeur. And at whatever time I contemplate the mountains, I am led to discover the ensigns of thy victory and the standards of thine omnipotence. I swear by thy might, O thou in whose grasp are the reins of all mankind and the destinies of the nations, I am so inflamed by my love for thee, and so inebriated with the wine of thy oneness, that I can hear from the whisper of the winds the sound of thy glorification and praise, and can recognize in the murmur of the waters the voice that proclaimeth thy virtues and thine attributes, and can apprehend from the rustling of the leaves the mysteries that have been irrevocably ordained by thee in thy realm. Glorified art thou, O God of all names, and Creator of the heavens. I render thee thanks that thou hast made known unto thy servants this day, whereon the river that is life indeed hath flowed forth from the fingers of thy bounty, and the springtime of thy revelation and thy presence hath appeared through thy manifestation unto all who are in thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. This is the day, O my Lord, whose brightness thou hast exalted above the brightness of the sun and the splendours thereof. I testify that the light it sheddeth proceedeth out of the glory of the light of thy countenance, and is begotten by the radiance of the morn of thy revelation. This is the day whereon the hopeless have been clothed with the raiment of confidence, and the sick attired with the robe of healing, and the poor draw nigh unto the ocean of thy riches. I swear by thy beauty, O King of eternity, who sittest on thy most glorious throne. He who is the dayspring of thy signs and the revealer of thy clear tokens, hath notwithstanding the immensity of his wisdom and the loftiness of his knowledge, confessed his powerlessness to comprehend the least of thine utterances in their relation to thy most exalted pen. How much more is he incapable of apprehending the nature of thine all-glorious self and of thy most august essence? I cannot think, O my God, of any words wherewith to make mention of thee, and know not how to express or extol thee. Were I to attempt to describe thee by thy names, I would readily recognize that the kingdom of these names is itself created through the movement of thy fingers, and trembleth for fear of thee. And were I to venture to extol thine attributes, I would be forced to admit that these attributes are thine own creation and lie within thy grasp. It behooveth not them who are the manifestations of these names and attributes to stand before the gate of the city of thy revelation, how much less to scale the heights whereon thou didst establish the throne of thy majesty. I swear by thy might, O thou who art the King of names and the Maker of the heavens. Whatsoever hath been adorned with the robe of words is but thy creation, which hath been generated in thy realm and begotten through the operation of thy will, and is wholly unworthy of thy highness and falleth short of thine excellence. And since it hath been demonstrated that thy most august self is immeasurably exalted above all that hath been created in the world of being, and is far above the reach and ken of the apprehension of thy chosen ones and thy loved ones, the splendours of the light of thy unity are therefore manifested, and it becometh evident unto everyone, whether free or bond, that thou art one in thine own self, one in thy cause, and one in thy revelation. Great is the blessedness of the man who, in his love towards thee, hath rid himself of all attachment from everyone except thyself, and hastened unto the horizon of thy revelation, and attained unto this cup which thou hast caused to excel all the seas of the earth. I beg of thee, O my God, by thy power and thy might and thy sovereignty, which have embraced all who are in thy heaven and on thy earth, to make known unto thy servants this luminous way and this straight path, that they may acknowledge thy unity and thy oneness with a certainty which the vain imaginations of the doubters will not impair, nor the idle fancies of the wayward obscure. Illumine, O my Lord, the eyes of thy servants, and brighten their hearts with the splendours of the light of thy knowledge, that they may apprehend the greatness of this most sublime station, and recognise this most luminous horizon, that haply the clamour of men may fail to deter them from turning their gaze towards the effulgent light of thy unity, and to hinder them from setting their faces toward the horizon of detachment. This is the day, O my Lord, which thou didst announce unto all mankind as the day whereon thou wouldst reveal thyself and shed thy radiance and shine brightly over all thy creatures. Thou hast, moreover, entered into a covenant with them in thy books and thy scriptures and thy scrolls and thy tablets, concerning him who is the dayspring of thy revelation, and hast appointed the Bayan to be the herald of this most great and all-glorious manifestation, and this most resplendent and most sublime appearance. And when the world's horizon was illumined, and he who is the most great name was manifested, all disbelieved in him and in his signs, except such as have been carried away by the sweetness of thy glorification and praise. There befell him what must remain inscrutable to everyone except thee, whose knowledge transcendeth all who are in thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. Thou well knowest, O my God, that the revealer of the Bayan, the Bab, hath commanded all mankind concerning thy cause and thy revelation and thy sovereignty. He hath said, and sweet is his speech, beware lest the Bayan and its letters keep you back from him who is the most merciful and from his sovereignty. He moreover hath written, were he to produce no more than one verse, ye must not deny him. Haste ye towards him, that haply he may cause to descend upon you what he pleaseth as a token of his grace unto you. He truly is the possessor of his servants and the king of creation. Thou seest then, O thou who art the beloved of the world and the revealer of the most great name, how he hath come down with the kingdom of his signs, and in a manner that hath caused the atoms of the earth to testify that the whole world hath been filled with these signs. And yet, notwithstanding this most manifest and all-glorious revelation, and these signs which none can appraise except thee, O thou the King of Names, thou beholdest how they have broken off from him who is the dayspring of thine essence, and have cavilled at the one who is the fountainhead of thy wisdom and of thine utterance. They were so seized with thirst for fame that they rejected thy tokens and thy testimonies and thy signs, which every man of insight perceiveth in whatsoever declareth thy greatness and thy sovereignty, and acknowledgeth thy revelation and thy might. They have so traduced him as to cause the inmates of the all-glorious tabernacle and the concourse on high to lament, and have uttered such calumnies against him that the souls of thy chosen ones and the hearts of them that are dear to thee have melted. They have erred so grievously that they cast away thy most resplendent signs and clung to their idle fancies. O thou who art the possessor of names and the Lord of the throne on high and of earth below. Thou art, O my God, and the exaltation of my heart, the one who hath adorned thy tablet, of which none is aware except thee, with the mention of this day which thou didst call after thy name, that haply none may on that day be seen save thy most august self, and naught else be brought to mind except thy most sweet remembrance. No sooner had he revealed himself than the foundations of the kindreds of the earth shook and trembled, and the learned swooned away, and the wise were bewildered, except such as have through the power of thy might drawn nigh unto thee and received the choice wine of thy revelation from the hand of thy grace, and have quaffed it in thy name and exclaimed, Praise be unto thee, O thou the desire of the world, and glory be to thee, O thou who art the exaltation of the hearts that pant after thee. My God, my Master, my highest hope and the goal of my desire, thou seest and hearest the sighing of this wronged one from this darksome well which the vain imaginations of thine adversaries have built, and from this blind pit which the idle fancies of the wicked among thy creatures have digged. By thy beauty, O thou whose glory is uncovered to the face of men, I am not impatient in the troubles that touch me in my love for thee, neither in the adversities which I suffer in thy path. Nay, I have by thy power chosen them for mine own self, and I glory in them amongst such of thy creatures as enjoy near access to thee, and those of thy servants that are wholly devoted to thyself. I beseech thee, however, O thou who art the enlightener of the world and the Lord of the nations, at this very moment when with the hands of hope I have clung to the hem of the raiment of thy mercy and thy bounty, to forgive thy servants who have soared in the atmosphere of thy nearness and set their faces towards the splendours of the light of thy countenance and turned unto the horizon of thy good pleasure and approached the ocean of thy mercy, and all their lives long have spoken forth thy praise and have been inflamed with the fire of their love for thee. Do thou ordain for them, O Lord my God, both before and after their death, what becometh the loftiness of thy bounty and the excellence of thy loving kindness. Grant, O my Lord, that they who have ascended unto thee may repair unto him who is the most exalted companion, and abide beneath the shadow of the tabernacle of thy majesty and the sanctuary of thy glory. Sprinkle, O my Lord, upon them from the ocean of thy forgiveness what will make them worthy to abide so long as thine own sovereignty endureth within thy most exalted kingdom and thine all-highest dominion. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Deny not thy loved ones, O my Lord, the sweet savours of this day, whereon the mysteries of thy name, the self-subsisting, were unravelled, and all that hath been enshrined within the treasuries of thy wisdom was revealed. This is the day, O my Lord, whereon every atom of the earth hath been made to vibrate and to cry out, O thou who art the revealer of signs and the king of creation, I verily perceive the fragrance of thy presence. Methinks thou hast revealed thyself and unlocked the door of reunion with thee before all who are in thy heaven and all who are on thy earth. I am persuaded through the fragrance of thy robe, O my Lord, that the world hath been honoured through thy presence and hath inhaled the sweet smell of thy meeting. I know not, however, O thou the beloved of the world and the desire of the nations, the place wherein the throne of thy majesty hath been established, nor the seat which hath been made thy footstool and been illumined with the splendours of the light of thy face. I swear by thy glory, O thou who art the Lord of all being and the possessor of all things visible and invisible. Every man of understanding hath been so bewildered at thy knowledge, and every man endued with insight been so perplexed in his attempt to fathom the signs of thy great glory, that all have recognized their powerlessness to visualize and their impotence to soar into the heaven wherefrom one of the luminaries of the manifestations of thy knowledge and of the daysprings of thy wisdom hath shone forth. Who is he that shall befittingly describe this most sublime station and this most august seat? The seat which, as decreed by thee, transcendeth the comprehension of thy creatures and the testimonies of thy servants, and which hath everlastingly been hid from the understanding and the knowledge of men, and been closed with the seal of thy name, the self-subsisting. I swear by thy glory and thy sovereignty, which overshadow the kingdoms of earth and of heaven. Were any of thy chosen ones and thy messengers to meditate on the manifold evidences of thy most exalted pen, a pen which is driven by the fingers of thy will, and were he to muse on its mysteries and its tokens and all that it showeth forth, he would be so perplexed that his tongue would fail to extol and describe thee, and his heart would be utterly unable to understand thee. For he would at one time discover that from this pen there floweth out unto all created things the water that is life indeed, and that the pen itself hath been named by thee the trumpet whereby the dead speed out of their sepulchres. At another time he would find that there proceedeth from this pen such fire as thine own revelation can kindle, and as he who conversed with thee, Moses, on Sinai, had perceived. How marvellous, then, are the manifold tokens of thy might, and how great are the diverse evidences of thy power! The learned have, without exception, admitted their ignorance when confronted with the radiance of the luminary of thy knowledge. And the mighty have all confessed their impotence in the face of the billowing ocean of thy power. And the rich have one and all acknowledged their poverty before the effusions of the treasuries of thy wealth. and the worldly wise have each recognized their nothingness beside the splendors of the light of thy beauty. And the exalted have all witnessed unto their abasement when face to face with the effulgence of the day star of thy glory. And they who are in authority have borne witness to their own evanescence and to the evanescence of others, and discovered the eternity of thy majesty and of thy sovereignty and of thy sublimity and of thy power. My God and the God of all things, and my King and the King of all things, and the beloved of my soul and the goal of my desire. Thou knowest full well that I make mention of thee in this day, in the name of such of thy creatures as have detached themselves from all except thee. And I extol thy virtues through the tongue of those of thy people that have recognized thy oneness, that haply there may pour out from the sighs which they utter in their love and their yearning for thee what will melt away all that may hinder thy servants from setting their faces towards the heaven of thy knowledge and the kingdom of thy signs. This then, O my God, and the God of all names, and the Creator of earth and heaven, is the day whereon he whose heart gloweth with the flaming fire of thy presence is calling upon thee. Where can separation from thee be found, O my God, so that reunion with thee may be clearly recognized at the appearance of the light of thy unity and the revelation of the splendors of the Son of thy oneness? I ask pardon of thee, O my God, for all that hath been said and for whatsoever hath flowed out and is now flowing out from my pen in thy days. I testify that thou hast decreed that the offering of prayer should befit not me, but him who hath at thy bidding and in conformity with thy pleasure preceded me. Rather hast thou ordained that the revelation of verses should be specially attributed unto this mighty manifestation and to this announcement that hath adorned the scrolls of thy majesty and thy tablet in which account is kept. I render thee thanks, O thou who hast lighted thy fire within my soul, and cast the beams of thy light into my heart, that thou hast taught thy servants how to make mention of thee, and revealed unto them the ways whereby they can supplicate thee, through thy most holy and exalted tongue, and thy most august and precious speech. But for thy leave, who is there that could venture to express thy might and thy grandeur? And were it not for thine instruction, who is the man that could discover the ways of thy pleasure in the kingdom of thy creation? I beseech thee, O God of bounty and King of all created things, to guard thy servants from the imaginations which their hearts may devise. Raise them up then to such heights that their footsteps may slip not in the face of the evidences of thy handiwork, which the manifold exigencies of thy wisdom have ordained, and whose secrets thou hast hid from the face of thy people and thy creatures. Withhold them not, O my Lord, from the ocean of thy knowledge, neither do thou deprive them of what thou didst destine for such of thy chosen ones as have near access to thee, and those of thy trusted ones as are wholly devoted to thyself. Supply them, then, from thy sea of certainty with what will calm the agitation of their hearts. Turn, O Lord my God, the darkness of their fancies into the brightness of certitude, and cause them to arise and to walk steadfastly in thy straight path, that haply thy book may not hinder them from recognizing him who is its revealer, and thy names from acknowledging the one who is their creator and their provider and their origin and their king, and their begetter, and their destroyer, and their glorifier, and their abaser, and their governor, and the sovereign protector of their bearers. Thou art the one, O my God and my ruler, who has sent down thy book that thou mayst manifest my cause and glorify my word. Through it thou didst enter into a covenant concerning me with all that hath been created in thy realm. Thou seest, O beloved of the world, how the rebellious among thy creatures have made of that covenant a bulwark for themselves, and through it have withdrawn from thy beauty and repudiated thy signs. Thou art he, O my God, who hath commanded them in thy great book and said, Fear ye the most merciful, O people of the Bayan, and deny not him for whom I have ordained the Bayan to be one of the leaves of his paradise. I verily esteem it as a gift from me unto him. Were it his pleasure to accept it, he truly is the most bountiful. And if he cast it away and refuse to consider it, his verdict is just, and he in very truth is praiseworthy in his acts and meet to be obeyed in his behests. To none is given the right to cavil at him. Thou beholdest therefore, O my God, how this wronged one hath fallen into the hands of such as have denied thy right and broken off from thy sovereignty. He round whose person circleth thy proof, and in whose name and on behalf of whose sovereignty thy testimony crieth out unto all created things, hath suffered more grievously in his days than any pen can recount, and been so harassed that he who is thy spirit, Jesus, lamented, and all the denizens of thy kingdom and all the inmates of thy tabernacle in the realms above cried with a great and bitter lamentation. Should any one incline his inner ear, he would hear the cry and the wailing of all created things over what hath befallen him whom the world hath wronged, at the hands of them with whom thou hast covenanted in the day of separation. Where is that fair-minded soul, O my God, who will judge equitably thy cause? And where is the man of insight to be found, who will behold thee with thine own eyes? Is there any man of hearing who will hear thee with thine ears, or one endued with eloquence who will speak the truth in thy days? I swear by thy glory, O thou who beholdest me from thine all-glorious horizon, and hearest the voice of the lote tree beyond which there is no passing. Should any one consider thy books which thou didst name the Bayan, and ponder in his heart what hath been revealed therein, he would discover that each of these books announceth my revelation, and declareth my name, and testifieth to myself, and proclaimeth my cause, and my praise, and my rising, and the radiance of my glory. And yet, notwithstanding thy proclamation, O my God, and in spite of the words thou didst utter, O my beloved, thou hast seen and heard their calumnies against me, and their evil doings in my days. I testify in my present state, O my Lord, and against the will of him who hath turned his back to thee, Mirza Yahya, that thou art God, and that there is none other God beside thee. This verily is the day wherewith thy scriptures and thy books and thy tablets have been adorned, and he who now speaketh is in truth the well-guarded treasure and the hidden secret and the preserved tablet and the impenetrable mystery and the sealed book. He truly is to be obeyed in whatsoever he commandeth, and decreeth, and revealeth, and is to be loved in everything he through his sovereignty enjoineth, and through his power ordaineth. Whoso will hesitate for less than the twinkling of an eye, hath verily denied thy right, and repudiated all that thou hast revealed in thy books and in thy scriptures, and sent down with thy chosen ones, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, and the trustees of thy revelation. I beg of thee, O thou in whose hands are the kingdoms of earth and heaven, and in whose grasp lie all who dwell in the dominions of thy revelation and thy creation, not to withhold the glance of thy favours from such as have sustained tribulations in thy path, and tasted of the cup of woe in their love towards thee, and have been cast into prison in thy name, and endured what none of thy creatures and thy people have endured. They are thy servants, O my Lord, who have responded to thee as soon as thou didst send out thy summons, and have set their faces towards thee when the light of thy countenance was lifted upon them, and turned unto thee at the time when thy most exalted horizon shone forth with the brightness of thy name, through which all who are in thy heaven and on thy earth swooned away. Ordain for them, O my Lord, what thou didst ordain for thy chosen ones who have welcomed the darts of the infidels in thy cause and for love of thee, and hasted to attain the orient of tribulation with thy name on their lips and thy remembrance in their hearts. Thou art the one, O my God, who hath promised in thy perspicuous utterances to remember them in thy book as a recompense for their works in thy days. Bless them, O my God, and ascribe unto them such glory as hath shone forth above the horizon of thy will, and hath shed its splendours from the kingdom of thine utterance. Immerse them, O my Lord, beneath the ocean of thy mercy, and illumine them with the dawning light of thy revelation. Forgive then, O my God, their fathers and their mothers by thy favour and thy bounty and thy tender mercies. Send then upon them from the right hand of thy most exalted paradise the fragrance of the robe of thine all-glorious beauty. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou verily art the governor, the ordainer, the all-bountiful, the ever-forgiving, the most generous. Praise be unto thee, O thou the beloved of the world, and the adored of the hearts of them that have recognized thee.